Stanley Burrell. His name is Stanley.
I just call him Hammer. Yeah, that Stanley ain't gonna make it.
Hammer almost didn't make it.
He's broke.
Is he broke still?
Yeah. Well, he can't make that money back.
But you can make
Hammer. You haven't been to an MC Hammer concert in years.
Well, no, I have not. But
nobody has. That's why he's broke.
I don't think he's broke, though. I saw the guy who owns that website we use all the time, Celebrity Net Worth. I saw him on TV the other day. I watched this Reels channel nonstop. All it is like,
that channel?
I put it into my favorites. It's that good. It's that good because it's all just documentaries or whatever. But they had the CEO of CelebrityNetWorth.com. It's like a young kid. Look on Celebrity Net Worth. See what MC Hammer is worth.
$1.5 million.
Oh, get out of here.
What it says.
That Manny dude had to be worth $150 million
I'm with you.
At his prime.
But how did you just say it? You said had is in the past tense.
Yeah, he lost most of his wealth when he filed for bankruptcy in 1996.
No, I get that, but I'm just saying, like, everything that's old is new again. Like, all these, I mean, we saw it at Riptide. The Jacksons were out there, Lisa, Sheila E. Like, you can make a career being a celebrity from the 80s. And he wasn't just a celebrity from the 80s and 90s. That dude was on top of the world.
But you can't hit him in the head for millions anymore.
You can't?
No. How much money do you think those performers at Riptide made?
No. But I'm not putting them on the level of MC Hammer.
But the Jacksons? Like, without Michael, I'll give you that. The Jacksons minus Michael.
Jermaine, by the way, is celebrating a birthday today. Jermaine is 64 today. Happy birthday, Jermaine. He made it.
He didn't make it.
He made it. He didn't make it to Riptide.
Until Michael died. But no, how much money? You say MC Hammer right now could make millions again?
Yeah.
You missed your window. It's like an athlete. Performers are like athletes. You missed your window.
You don't think MC Hammer.
Rolling Stones, and they're different.
But to license his music, to make appearances, you don't think he could cobble together $8, $10 million a year?
No. A quarter million, maybe. Not eight, ten. Hulk, you know how hard it is to make $1 million? That's what I tell people when they're like, oh, I have this great investment. It's going to make millions. It's that easy. If it's that easy to make $1 million, everybody would be a millionaire.
I get it, but this is MC Hammer we're talking about.
Yes, and turn his mother out. We all heard it already. When's the last time he released something new?
And if he released something new, he's not going to make money off that. I'm talking like appearances, licensing, concerts at clubs and whatever. You don't think he could cobble together $8 to $10 million a year?
Hawk, I guarantee we can get MC Hammer to sit in with us on a show for $4,000.
Right, but if he does a bunch of those, $8 to $10 million.
No, a whole week? I'll do the math for you. That's $20,000.
See if you can make that happen. Falero, see if you can make that happen. I will put up the $4,000 if you can get MC Hammer to come do a show with us. I will give you the $4,000. See if you can get him to sit in on a show with us for $4,000. One show or a week?
One show.
One show, $4,000, Stanley Burrell, make it happen.
Is he worth that?
I think he is.
Hey, no, Larry, never mind. Lowball him.
Yeah, can I say like maybe $400?
Yeah, I'm about to say start with about $400-$500 and see where he goes. We got to negotiate.
Trying to save you money,
believe this.
No.
I think you're mistaken. And I think that website's wrong on MC Hammer. No way he's only got $1 million left.
You can't go to it when I make fun of Red Foo and LMFAO, whatever their names
are. They had like 10, 15 million.
And they said 10, 15 million, and you proved me wrong. So now the same website says MC Hammer has $1 million. You can't go both ways. Well, you probably do.
Oh, I mean, that's ridiculous. Good point. Ridiculous. It's not the type of show we do. Who stayed up late for Heat Lakers last night?
First half, baby.
I
watched it religiously.
I tried for the second half.
I couldn't make it either. But anyway, I watched all the stuff this morning. It was cool. I like the pomp and circumstance surrounding two of the best ever sharing the court for the final time. And I remind you, once again, what this season would feel like if Dwayne Wade was not part of it. If the aura of him on his farewell tour wasn't there, that roster is not exciting without D. Wade.
To that point, I'm glad you brought it up because I was thinking it. And we have George Sedano coming up.
Sedano's going to come on next. He was there for ESPN. He was doing courtside.
Why don't you start Dwayne Wade?
I didn't get that either. I don't get it all season, and I understand it's more important who you finish with than who you start with, but start him and sit him after a couple, 3 minutes.
Because even bringing him in after 3 minutes, like, start him and I'm with you.
Yes.
Start him and sit him.
Let him be part of the starting lineup.
And it's not for the walk-in where he gets to wave at the fans, because they would cheer for him at the beginning of the game. That last night, I would say my biggest takeaway from that game was I was sitting there saying, these first 3 minutes are boring. I want to see Dwayne Wade and LeBron James go at it. And then another point, too, and I'm going to ask Sedano about this, because recently Giannis Antetokounmpo came out and said, I don't want to train with other players.
Mm-hmm.
Dwayne Wade and LeBron James admitted, and this is still an NBA basketball game last night, LeBron knew Dwayne Wade's final move because they trained together so
much. Yes, yes, he said it.
I'm with Giannis Antetokounmpo about that.
I will say this about D-Wade, and I love D-Wade, probably my favorite athlete of all time from South Florida. Now, remember, I was not here for most of the Dan Marino era. You know, I came down here in 87 to go to UM, and my allegiance was still with the Chicago teams up until then. So Dwayne Wade's probably my favorite South Florida athlete ever. But I don't think he has that much interest in leading the team to a playoff spot or whatever. He is, and deservedly so. He is doing his thing this season. His thing. The jerseys, the shoes, the pomp and circumstance. And so, yeah, you saw two friends that are friends first. Now, LeBron D'd him up. I mean, he knew what he was doing. He D'd him up. Like, he could have let him have it. I mean, remember, Brett Favre gave Michael Strahan that sack for the record, right?
Yes,
I mean, Brett Favre gave it to him. LeBron could have allowed D-Wade to take an uncontested three to tie that game last night,
and he
D'd him up. So there is something to be said for, hey, they're still competitors.
And he anticipated his shot and all that stuff. So, yes, LeBron is trying to win. Dwayne Wade's happy to be on the court.
Yes.
And to your point about Dwayne doing this for Dwayne, Dwayne took off what? Let me look. Seven, 8 games because – his wife didn't even have a baby. They had a baby with someone else. Like, yes, this is not about winning for Dwayne Wade. This is about a exit tour.
And again, I say deservedly so. And I told you, that's why I would have given him $20 million the year that they lowballed him and he ended up in Chicago. Like, there are certain guys that have and that's why I never had a problem with Kobe's contract. It's why I never had a problem with, you know, A-Rod or even Carmelo. Like, to me, Carmelo, if you're the best guy on the court, you should be taking all the shots. Like, I have no problem with that. So I've got no problem with D-Wade, but it's pretty clear to me, like, it wasn't about, and I know he wants to win, he's a competitor, he wouldn't be D-Wade if he didn't, but last night was larger than wins or losses for him, but the Heat are fighting for a playoff spot, but it's larger, but I'm with you. Let him start. Let him go head-to-head with LeBron all game. They did it at the end of the game. Let him go head-to-head all damn game if they want. Like, if we're all out here having fun, let's all go out here and have some fun.
I think that was the friendship side of it, that LeBron didn't cover Wade until the end. Because LeBron wanted to win, obviously, because, like you're saying, how tight his D was late. But if LeBron would have covered Dwayne Wade every time he was in the game, Dwayne Wade wouldn't have scored at all. That was LeBron's friendship of, hey, Wade, I'm going to let you score, but when it matters, I'm going to come guard you because I know you're going to take this shot. And he choked him out when it mattered, but he let him get his little points when it didn't.
Somebody texts in, the Heat without Wade would be like the Jackson 5 without Mike. No, it would be like the Jacksons without Mike and Jermaine. And we saw them at Riptide. I saw the Jackson 3.
But they made it.
They made it.
Lie.
Tito Jackson made it.
Lie.
George Sedano, he is going to join us next. He was there last night for ESPN courtside. He was talking to D-Wade. Bryce Butler, Dolphins receiver, one of the heroes from Sunday out of nowhere. Catching a touchdown. Ian Eagle, who was on the call for CBS on Sunday. Dolphins, Patriots, we have heard that call a million times. Ian Eagle is going to tell us what it was like from the booth and whether he was happy with his final call of that game. We have a loaded potato for you, and we'll play Cheers, too, today. Got a great prize to give away, so we are loaded up, man. But George Sedano from Los Angeles. He used to host this shift right here on this radio station. Now he's gallivanting courtside at the Staples Center with D. Wade and LeBron James. George Sedano is next. Radio.com. I think the last time we had Sedano on, we were debating the Beastie Boys. No debating Run DMC, though.
No.
Mount Rushmore of 80s rap artists.
We're on the same page.
On the same page. You ever heard this song, Falero? This is such a legendary Run DMC song.
I can't say that I have.
I wouldn't expect it to. It was never like a hit. So good.
This was later in the party.
It kind of sounds like Beastie Boys.
Well, this was, they had the same producer, and Run DMC called themselves the King of Rock. Like, they, because remember they had that song with Aerosmith where they sampled Walk This Way. This actually came before that.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I knew that Beastie Boys influenced them in some way, but it was them trying to transition over and change genres.
We're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Jorge Sedano, George Sedano.
Good word.
Good words.
Genre.
You felt good there.
Hey, I felt real good. And George, he hired me too, so yeah, I want to show him.
Because of your words.
I know words.
Funny thing, Crowder once shared a story with us where the cable guy came to his house and was trying to hook him up, and he was telling you that you could search through the cable box by...
Genres.
And so I said to Crowder, well, did you correct him and tell him it's genre?
No, bro, that's a hookup.
Well, it's not a hookup. Everybody gets the Genries.
So how many Genries did you get me, baby?
And so, you know, I said to Crowder, like you're letting this guy, who knows, if he works for the cable company, who knows how many times he's told people about the Genries. And now, for the future, you could have saved this guy a lot of embarrassment if you just said, hey, bro, it's genres.
That's his parents' fault.
Okay, but just help a brother out.
Oh, I raised two kids.
Genries. All right, George Sedano used to host this show, this time shift on this radio station. He is now with ESPN and ESPN Radio in Los Angeles. He was at the Staples Center last night on behalf of ESPN. He was talking with D. Wade on the court. They're old friends, and it was quite a scene yesterday, George, wasn't it?
Man, Hawk, and Crowder, I did hire you not only for your words, but your looks as well.
Oh, I appreciate it,
now
baby.
We know you're BSing.
Look at that. Oh, don't talk no trash.
Woo, it is getting deep in here. and I'm talking about the words part.
Yes. Well, Hawk, no one definitely would have hired you for your looks. That's sure.
I know that, man. My words have to be on point.
Great personality, though. Amazing personality.
Yeah, he is. He is the guy with great personality. There's no question. My guess is before Lori, he was the friend zone a ton.
This is nickname.
I think I still might be in the friend zone.
How did we have a kid?
Look, Hawk, there are certain venues, right, that when you perform in them, it takes it to a different level. Madison Square Garden, for as bad as the Knicks have been, over the years, anytime I've gone to a game there, the games are insane. Like, that's the way that people react to the games are insane. And I don't think that I've ever seen an arena like Staples Center was last night where they were legitimately cheering for Dwayne Wade the entire game. It's the first arena that's done a video tribute for him. It's the first arena that's done multiple, ovations for him, ovation when he came in, ovation after the tribute, ovation at the end of the game, throughout the game, cheering every time he scored. I mean, they were anticipating him going off. He had a rough first half, but he was able to play much better in the second half. Even any time he got an assist, people were just excited. There was an electricity in that building. It was the best crowd they've had at Staples this year, maybe outside of the opener against the Rockets in LeBron's first game there. All the stars were out. Farrell, Denzel Washington, you name it, and Costner, they were all there. Everybody was there. Gabrielle Union and Jessica Alba, obviously, Dwayne's wife. I mean, it was an electric crowd, an electric event, And L.A. really embraced Dwayne Wade last night, unlike anything I've ever seen for an opponent.
I think Dwayne has done a lot of this. I think this has taken on a little bit of a life of its own because of what he's been doing at each game with the jerseys and signing autographs after each game and embracing the fan part of it. He's been very active on social media, and he acknowledges, like, this is about everyone. And I think it's starting to build in momentum because I think people are really realizing, like, this is one of the best NBA players we've ever seen, and it's coming to an end. The real cool thing I thought last night was they've got genuine affection for each other. Crowder and I were talking about, like, Crowder was mentioning that Giannis had said, you know, I don't want to practice with my competitors. I don't want to know what they're doing. And, you know, D-Wade and LeBron last night, LeBron knew what D-Wade was going to do at the end because they practiced together. And, like, Crowder's not a huge fan of that, but
it's a mistake.
I think there's something to be said about having genuine affection for your competitor. You can still be a competitor, but those two have genuine affection for each other.
Yeah, I think you can compartmentalize that stuff. I mean, Magic Johnson and Isaiah Thomas did that throughout their career, and they competed against each other for championships. So I think you can separate that stuff. I think you can be adults there in those situations. But you're right. It was a blast. And, you know, everybody was standing the last minute of that game when those two guys were guarding each other. And everyone was kind of, you know, laughing when Dwayne approached LeBron at the free throw line and tried to get it in his head and make him miss the free throws. Like, all that stuff was the perfect theater. And you're right. Dwayne has done a really good job of hyping this stuff up. And it wasn't even just the Laker game, even though yesterday was a whole different level. I mean, even at the Clipper game on Saturday, I was there for that. And, yo, I'm not even joking when I tell you there was a legit Let's Go Heat chant going on at the Clippers game. Now, the Clippers are nowhere near the Lakers, you know what I mean? They're like the redheaded stepchild, which is why so many Heat fans were able to get in the building. But it was insane just to see that. And then this Lakers thing yesterday topped that, just because I thought the Lakers organization and their fans were just first class in the way they dealt with Dwayne.
And, George, about Dwayne Wade, LeBron James relationship, I was, you know, watching TV this morning. Stephen A. and Molly and them were going at it and saying that Dwayne meant so much to LeBron's career. He might not even be, you know, in the same conversation as Michael Jordan if he never went and played with Dwayne. Is that true? How much did Dwayne Wade really influence LeBron James' GOAT career, greatest of all time career he's a part of right now?
Oh, I think it's a big part of it. Look, if LeBron doesn't leave Cleveland to go to Miami and play with Wade and Bosh, look, he may not have a championship. I mean, I think eventually he's so great that he would have, but I don't think he has three. Look, those three guys getting together changed everything in the NBA. Yeah, we had guys like the Celtics get together, but as we talk about, those guys were a little older. And it wasn't a free agent decision. I mean, do you guys remember how vitriolic it was that first season whenever the Heat went on the road in 2010 and 11? It was ridiculous. They threw batteries at them in Cleveland. Like, it was insane. So they changed the landscape, and I think for the better in the NBA, because they were the first real super team that changed how we view super teams. And they took all the grief for it. But I do think that group that was built there, absolutely aided LeBron, because LeBron, Crowder, then took kind of the knowledge he learned in Miami from Wade and Spoelstra and Riley and basically tried to impart that wisdom in Cleveland. At first, it was met with some skepticism by his teammates because they were young and he wanted, it seemed like, too much from them at times. But it eventually worked out. And it's why he brought James Jones and Mike Miller and all those guys. And if you remember, there was always a guy who used to be on the Heat roster, it felt like, on that Cleveland roster. He tried to get UD to go there, for God's sake. He eventually got Dwayne to go there. So, yeah, I do think that Dwayne's influence on LeBron was tremendous. And I do think it absolutely helped shape his legacy, for sure.
George Sedano is with us. He is an afternoon host on ESPN Radio in Los Angeles. He was there courtside last night, Heat and Lakers. What do you see out of this Miami Heat team? They're going to fight for a playoff spot. Like, they are by no means a sure thing to be in the top eight.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate, I feel like, for them. This is where the page turns, and all of a sudden I'm not as happy about what transpired here or what's been transpiring. I don't think that they are in a position to be a legit contender if they don't get in the lottery this year. This is a lottery year where you have three or four guys who are legit franchise players, game changers. And the NBA is so bunched up right now that you don't even need to be in that top four or five as far as the worst records, I think, to get in the lottery, which is the top three picks. Because the way the lottery reform happened, basically the top three teams only have a 14% chance. So, and everyone else's chances have increased after that, basically through 14 or 15 or whatever it is for the lottery. So it's no longer the worst record gets a 25% chance to get the first overall pick. So that's actually helped teams like the Heat, or will help teams like that who maybe just missed the playoffs and have, like, you know, the 7th, 8th, 9th worst record in the league. So I honestly think that's the best outlet for them, is to try to get another star player. And I think that with how cap-strung they are, it's just going to be really hard for them to find another way to do that. I know in the past, you know, Pat Riley has pulled off miracles, but I'm telling you guys, nobody wants that Hassan Whiteside contract. Nobody wants that Dion Waiters contract. There's a lot of these contracts, and we've talked about this numerous times, that just aren't as tradable as maybe they had envisioned moving forward. So I hate to pop the balloon on a happy day with, you know, the love that D-Wade had been showered with over the last couple of days. But the reality is the Heat need to be in the lottery if they're going to find their next star, because it's not going to happen in free agency for at least a couple of years until they get these contracts off the books.
And why are the Lakers not the goof troop that we planned them to be? George, I wanted to watch this team and see Rondo punching guys in the face at halftime. They have 17 wins. They're fifth seed in the West right now. Why are they not the goof troop?
Well, they were for the first 10 games. They were 11-9, which is basically what happens to a LeBron team. They were 9-8 in Miami. They were 19-20 in Cleveland in his first 39 games. And now they've hit a soft spot in the schedule for the most part. And that's when teams start to gel and try to gel. And they're 6-1 basically since the first 20 games. They're only lost to San Antonio in a game that they blew a big lead heading into the fourth quarter. And basically, Crowder, LeBron has just taken over. He's like, look, I'm going to do my thing. You guys follow me if you want, and we'll figure it out. And he kind of got tired of waiting for those guys to play. And the interesting part about all that is that over the last couple of years, we've seen LeBron kind of wait till January to really get going. And I think he realized in the Western Conference, you can't wait. So he's like, all right, I gave it a month. Now we got to move on. And I got to, you know, get into LeBron crazy, robot mode, where I'm just a cyborg out there and just destroying people. So that's kind of where they're at right now, and they're playing much better. Once the schedule tightens up a bit again and they start playing some playoff teams, I'm curious to see how much ground they've really gained. But to your point, Rondo's been hurt. Then he was suspended. He hasn't actually played all that much, to be honest with you. But yeah, the ultimate answer to that is just LeBron has taken over and has been LeBron much earlier in the season than we anticipated.
And LeBron being LeBron leads to my next question. When is LeBron going to David Blatt Luke Walton? Because there was a story last week that he was just totally ignoring his calls. Is Luke Walton going to be the head coach of the LeBron LeBron-led Lakers to win a championship, or is he going to get David Blatted?
Don't make me look bad because I hired you for your words, all right? Don't do that.
I know, man. I got stuck at the end.
I can play a montage if you have the next 45 minutes.
A lot of L's. Too many L's messed me up.
I'd email you a montage, but I don't think you have enough bandwidth.
That's
it
funny.
Happened to me the other day, Crowder. Don't feel bad. I meant to say league lead when I was doing an interview, and I said league. Instead of league, I said league lead. So anyway.
Wait. Well, I got to play something for you, Sedano.
Hey,
because
LeBron,
he hired you.
LeBron,
no, I got you.
Lakers.
No, I got you. Very difficult. Very difficult.
Go to hell
and you're
smiling.
Used to taking L's. Of course, you were in that 1-15 season, so that's no big deal for you. But anyway, here is Crowder. I know you hired him for his words. Here is Crowder having a phlegm issue numerous times.
And some of those. Whoa.
You all right?
My goodness, I almost died.
Hey, yo, A's.
Light skin one day.
I see trees of green.
Hey, John, we always...
Red roses, too.
And... whoa.
I see them blue.
And with Wade leaving... Excuse me. They can't go back. Series of... Excuse me. They can't go back. I have this...
What a wonderful world.
And some of those... Whoa.
The funniest part of it is he doesn't realize the phlegm is coming, and then he always apologizes. We all hear it coming. We hear it coming minutes or and then he goes, whoa.
Well, I get caught him by surprise.
Yeah, it always catches him by surprise, but we know it 10 minutes prior.
Oh, that's fantastic. To answer your question, Crowder, LeBron James has ignored play calls from every coach he's ever had. So I just feel like that's a bit of a non-story. And to Windhorst's credit, Brian has mentioned this a bunch of times. That wasn't even the big takeaway. It was the takeaway that got aggregated, that every other website in America took the one line he wrote and didn't actually give the right context to it, because Brian said, yeah, he's ignored his play calls, but that's just LeBron being LeBron. He's basically done that with every coach. And then made it seem like, uh-oh, Luke's in trouble again. First Magic, now LeBron. Luke is not in trouble. Luke is going to be the coach at least this season. Will he be the coach beyond that? I don't know. I think that with LeBron, every coach is kind of day-to-day unless they've got a guy like Pat Riley backing them, and that worked out pretty well for him. But Luke is not Magic's guy. So he's Jeannie Buss's guy, the owner. So that would be an interesting kind of battle if that did come to fruition, where we'd have to see who would win out on that. But at least for now, Luke's going to be there for the season.
George Sedano, ESPN in Los Angeles, did a great job last night on ESPN. And you know, you talk with D. Wade after the game, and we watched the interview. He's at peace, right? Like, he's loving this.
Oh, no question.
Yeah.
I talked to him both nights, and he actually helped me with a homework assignment because I have a Christmas night game in Utah that I'm doing sidelines for. And he had, apparently told me this story about him and Donovan Mitchell, who reminds a lot of people of Dwayne, actually.
Yeah, he loves Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, he told me about a two-hour conversation they had, so it's perfect for that night for me. I told him, thank you for helping with my homework. But, yeah, look, he's totally at peace. He gets it. He joked the other night when I was talking to him at the Clipper game about LeBron going for 50 in Miami. And he's like, how would that have worked if you were there? And he's like, he might have gone for 55. I'm not much of a defensive stopper these days, to be honest. So, he's absolutely at peace with all of this. And he's enjoying it. And you know what? This is what you should do. He has been a statesman for the game. He is beloved. He's the third best shooting guard in the history of the sport, a top 25 player all time. And I'm being kind there. He could be higher potentially. Enjoy it. We should all enjoy life more, and he's kind of got that time to really kind of reflect, and he's absolutely taking it all in, and good for him.
George Sedano, thank you for making time for us, Sedano. We love it.
You got it, guys, anytime. Crowder, make sure you cough, man, and, sit in the bucket.
I got
in the trash can. Okay?
George, I got a deviated septum, but they don't respect my insurance.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I see. Well, you need to get better insurance, though. I can't help you with that.
See you, Sedano.
See you.
George Sedano, ESPN Los Angeles. Reminder, Zach Krantz from The Morning Show, tonight will be at Mod Pizza, 11255 Pines Boulevard, Pembroke Pines. He's going to be there till 7 o'clock. Albert Wilson, Miami Dolphins wide receiver, will be there as well. You can get the details at WQAM.com, but it is Zach at Mod Pizza in Pembroke Pines tonight.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
This is Tajay of the Mighty Souls of Mischief crew. I'm chilling with my man Festo, my man.
I should have teased this last segment when we were finishing with Sedano, and I didn't, but every Tuesday at 2:45, we do Cheers 2. And we give cheers to someone in the sports world or the regular world, wherever you want to give cheers to. And then we go and we take all the callers, and callers give cheers to someone. Then we vote. And the winner always gets a great prize. It's from our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. And the prize today, is it tickets again, Falero?
Yes, two tickets to the Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Fest.
Oh.
You love that.
I can't wait.
January 12th. January 12th.
I'm counting down like it's my anniversary. I can't wait till January 12th. There's so much good beer out there, man.
You're going to give them a card?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, happy Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival
I'm
Day.
Hugging people on the way in. Ooh, one more year, baby. Nice to see you.
These are really valuable tickets. So they're like $55 each, and you go to Funky Buddha Brewery in Oakland Park, and they've got beers from everywhere, and you just drink all day, and it's their
food
biggest party.
Food trucks, 200-something beers. It's crazy.
And you can go to maplebaconcoffeeporter.com to get tickets, and we love Funky Buddha Brewery. So if you want to give cheers to somebody, you got to line it up right now. 305-567-0560 or 954-567-0560. We'll give our cheers to, and then we'll go through the callers and we'll take your cheers to, and we'll pick a winner. Again, 305-567-0560, 954-567-0560. I am giving cheers to, and don't jump in, allow me to finish. I am giving cheers to Eric Falero and Alex Solana for putting on a really good radio show Friday night. Don't give me that look. My cheers to. On Friday night, Crowder and I were finishing the show, and I was going to see a movie, so I had to get out of here. And there was no one to come on the air at 6 o'clock. It was a scheduling mishap. And Len Weiner, who put together Mike and Mike, by the way, when he was with ESPN, Len Weiner said, Falero, Solana, can you do it? And I've been in situations where when I was a program director, I've had producers do shows, and they've had a week to prepare, and it's been garbage. And I listened to these guys on the ride home to the movie theater, and I listened to them when I got out of the movie, and I have to tell you, they put on a great radio show. And I'm not blowing smoke. I wouldn't have wasted time on my cheers, too, if I didn't believe it. So cheers to you, Falero, and Alex Solana for putting on a really good radio show Friday night.
Thank you.
On a moment's notice, no less.
So I was nervous.
There's your Funky Buddha Brewery cheers to from me. Crowder, who you giving cheers to?
Cheers to Lies.
Stop it.
Come on, man.
No, it was good, man. I listened on the whole way home, and I did listen.
I didn't get a compliment from you.
Actually, we went to see a restaurant that night, and I listened on the way to the restaurant.
They were good. So. I'm not even lying. They were good.
I'm giving my cheers to non-rubberneckers. I'm giving my cheers to people that have sat in that damn traffic line for 30 minutes and get by the damn wreck and fly past it because now there's an open road in front of you. You are not a doctor. You're not a lawyer. You're not an insurance
adjuster. You can't help.
You can't help those people in that damn crushed up car. Let the Honda sit on the side of the road with the damn bumper fell off and keep driving. I'm the guy that when I get around the wreck, I start honking. Speed up. There's nobody in front of
y'all. Nothing to see here.
But you psychotic lunatics want to look. What are you trying to look? To see if somebody's hurt? To see if somebody's bleeding? You're not going to do anything for these people. The ambulance is there. The firemen are there. The police are there. The tow trucks are there. Let them do their job and get your ass out of my way. I want to give a big cheers to non-rubberneckers.
That's a quality one. I'm not going to argue with you. I hate getting stuck. I'm going northbound. The accident's southbound. I'm in traffic for 30 minutes.
Why? Because you want to look and say, oh, the window's broke. Yeah, now get your ass out the way.
Falero, who you giving cheers to?
Well, I'm giving my cheers to. It might sound a little millennial to you guys, but I'm giving it to Disney. Have you seen the movies that Disney's releasing in 2019? You got Avengers 4, Dumbo, Star Wars Episode 9, Aladdin, Toy Story 4, The Lion King, Captain Marvel, and my favorite, Frozen 2. So I give my cheers to Disney.
Wasting my time.
I was about to say, do we go? We got to keep letting him go.
Total waste of my time.
What's he talking about?
You guys didn't like it?
You know, Disney needs Cheers, too. I don't think they're going to make it without your support.
Oh, yeah, let's give Cheers to non-rubberneckers.
Yeah, yeah. that makes sense. They need our support. And I had just given you all those props. I just
Disney's on the edge. We don't know what's going to happen
with
them.
It's nice that you would endorse them because there was a danger that they were going under next
Appreciate
year.
Appreciate you, Disney.
All right, let's go to the callers here and see who's going to win the two tickets to the Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Fest at Funky Buddha Brewery. Pete, go ahead. Pete, who are you giving cheers to on 560 WQAM? Hey, Pete!
What it do?
What it do?
You don't know what that means.
That's my thing.
What is that?
What it do?
What?
Yeah.
I'm giving a cheers to someone that doesn't get recognized, all the fortune cookie writers out there.
Who?
What?
Fortune cookie owners?
What?
Hey, no, the writers, the one that write the little paper,
oh, the fortune cookie writers.
Oh.
Yeah, way better than mine.
Is that it?
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa, okay. Fortune cookie writers.
I gotta give a cheers to that.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
oh,
don't pour him a Funky Buddha Brew. But you never know what the next callers are. That could be the best one. Chris, you're on 560 WQAM. Who are you giving cheers to? Rich. I'm sorry, not Chris. Rich.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Rich. My bad.
Well, as you all know, we only usually notice offensive linemen when they get a holding call or
I know what's coming.
Penalty.
This is good.
Miss a block. And I got to give cheers to Ted Larson for hustling his butt 40 yards downfield to spring the Miami Miracle. He doesn't make that block. It doesn't happen.
Now, give that guy a Funky Buddha Brew. Yes. That is a great cheers, too. Ted Larson made that miracle happen.
These next callers better bring it.
Lair, you're on 560 WQAM.
I want to give cheers to Gronkowski.
Okay, all right.
For not being able to keep his feet under him.
Could not keep his feet under him. What? What are you laughing at?
He doesn't go by Lair.
That's what he wrote, Lair.
His name is Larry.
Is it Larry or you go by Lair?
Yeah. Crowder knows what's up.
I think you go by Lair. Lair. Cheers to Rob Gronkowski. Couldn't keep his feet underneath him. Umberto, ¿cómo estás, Umberto?
Fantástico, señores.
Ah, me alegro. Estás en 560 cuenta.
What?
Yes,
sir. W-Q-K-M. Radio Mambi, El Sol, 106.7. Who are you giving cheers to, Umberto?
Coincidentally, I would like to give cheers to the Spanish announcers on the radio for making way more sense that miracle play call.
The Spanish radio announcer on the Miami Miracle saying he's saying they made more sense than our announcers.
Oh, my goodness. I cannot even understand what else.
We're gonna have Ian Eagle on. We're going to have Ian Eagle on at 4 o'clock. He was on the TV call for CBS. Like, his call was great.
Oh, yes, his call was great. Even though they kind of downplayed it at the beginning.
That is true. He considered it to be over before it was over.
Absolutely.
All right, so you're giving it to the Spanish radio announcers, Umberto?
Yes, sir.
Gracias, señor. Hold on, please.
But after the kickoff return, the next-gen stats said it was a 99.7% chance the Patriots are going to win.
Yeah, so Ian Eagle had just assumed it was, as did all Dolphins fans, by the way.
As did the world. Let's be honest.
Gordo, you're on 560 WQAM.
Hey, what's up?
What's happening, Gordo?
Besides Bill Jim Belichick is a jerk.
Yes.
So honked off like a goose.
Thank you, Gordo.
I want to give cheers to all the people that wave in the car that when you let them in. Because I can't stand when you don't wave. I want to.
That is a great one. Great one. If you give someone room to go in, you give them a little wave. Thank you.
Do you wave inside or do you open the window and give them the big hand out the window?
I'm an inside waver.
They don't see that.
Really?
I tell my wife does that.
Oh,
she
so you
puts
do the outside wave?
And I'm like, hey, she has a car that sits low to the street, and she has tents. I'm like, they don't see that recognition. I open the window and put the big hand out and give them the double.
I give love to the car waver. The double breast grab.
Oinky, oinky. You got to move your hand. You can't just put it out. They might be like, it doesn't look good.
Jay, you're on 560 WQAM. Who are you giving cheers to, Jay?
Ooh, I just want to say hit him with the hein.
Hit him with the hein. Howard Stern thing. You guys wouldn't get it.
Want to give a cheers to all the creator of the yoga pants.
Oh, another good one. This is tough today. Cheers to the creator of yoga pants. We all enjoy those. What do we do? Caller one, cheers to fortune cookie writers. It was terrible. Ted Larson, caller two. Gronk, caller three. The Spanish radio announcers, caller four. Car waivers, caller five. And yoga pants, caller six. I'm going to give my vote to caller number two, Rich, for Ted Larson. They rarely get lauded, and that dude, offensive lineman, that guy hustled his ass down the field and made the Miami Miracle happen.
The yoga pants one, I was with it for a second, but then if you don't have the body for yoga pants, don't put them on.
You could actually be angry at yoga pant inventors because
what if they're soggy?
Right.
Like, what if they're loose?
Right.
Where's the pieces? Put some more pieces in your yoga pants.
Right.
So I can't go with that. I got to go with the car waivers because people aren't nice these days. Chivalry is dead. They don't respect women. They don't respect anybody. Nobody respects anybody. Show a little love out the window. Give that hand out the window.
Valero, you're going to be the deciding vote here
who
gets two tickets to the Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival at Funky Buddha Brewery in Oakland Park. Is it going to be Car Waivers, caller five, or Ted Larson, caller two?
Caller number six, yoga pants. You know, I like the yoga
pants. You have to break the tie, so you can't vote for. This is like a runoff election, so the whole docket is not available to you. The runoff is between two and five.
But that seems unfair.
But even that, you done seen them little skinny, thin, no booty having girls in the yoga pants.
Yeah, but at least it gives you the opportunity to see what they have.
To see what they're
so now you know, now you know they got garbage.
You want to look at
so
their coccyx?
Is it Chris who called in with Ted Larson, or is it
I go with Car Waivers.
Gordo, who called in with Car Waivers.
Why don't you Spanish that name?
Wow, so Ted Larson gets laughed upon again. He just doesn't get any kind of love.
No, that was a hellified hustle now.
But, I mean, why not reward him? With the cheers, too. Gordo, you are the big winner. Congratulations, Gordo.
Yeah.
What's your favorite sports radio station on the AM dial between 570 and 550? There you go, my man. He's got two tickets to the Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival. Courtesy of our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Check it out at maplebaconcoffeeporter.com.
Bryce Butler.
Dolphins receiver, going to join us next.
He's supposed to call in at 3.
Hopefully he'll be there when we come back.